on here real quick and just encourage everybody. I want to remind those that are feeling down, that are worried about how they're going to eat, how their families are going
to
eat.
Register. Did this happen to anybody else? I just looked at the transactions. It says that something was deposited, but it's gone.
This whole EBT situation is out of control. You know, just because you didn't get your food stamps doesn't mean you could steal. And this ex-user says we have fostered a huge sense of entitlement in this country. You straight up got people just stealing and robbing grocery stores. It's just crazy, okay? And they also have a lot of people who are complaining that they only got like 16 bucks in food stamps this month. You know, and a lot of people, let's be real, don't really need food stamps. A lot of people are really young. Okay, a lot of them are able-bodied and on food stamps. I don't know what's going on here, but it's getting to the point where people are just even trying to pay for their nails with their EBT debit cards. Now, you already have a lot of corporations jumping on this, and you also want to wonder why groceries are so expensive for the everyday Joe. Because large corporations know they'll get paid with EBT SNAP benefits and profit, and everyone else is going to be forced to be paying these higher prices. You know, you got people on 23 grand, you know, in their welfare program accounts. I don't know how in the world you get $23,000 in an EBT account, but here we are. You know, this whole entire situation is just messed up. Now, before I show the EBT videos, check out the private Discord server. If you like stocks, options, if you like to trade, trade with us. Make some money with us. It's a great server, and we're here all the time.
The shutdown is over and my EBT card is loaded. Let's go fucking shopping.
Hey, friend. What's up, Meyer?
So, upon my arrival, I saw a gentleman with a help sign outside of the store. And I'm like, what can I get you? Are you hungry? He's like, just something to drink. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, that's it? Like, do you have a preference? Water, pop, you know, it's like anything. So, we go and get this man some shit.
All right, we are all done. Hopping in the car now to go give him his drinks. I will not record this man. I don't care if I'm not asking him permission to or none of that. So if he stayed this long just to kind of see like the reaction part of, that's not what I do. I don't film people in their time of need. And I don't like to film just to kind of like, I understand Hope Core, but I'm just, for me, I've been there. I would not want that to be me. Just whatever. So I'm gonna go give him his drinks and yeah, y'all have a blessed day.
Here is a quick update on what happened to my EBT. Like, did they replace the EBT? Did they send you some? No, y'all. The quick answer is absolutely not. Y'all, when they said last year in December that they was not giving no replacement, they meant it. So y'all remember I went up there to the office and let them know that my food stamp was stolen. They said basically it's nothing we can do. They gave me a phone number to call and they gave me a website to unlock the card. So the website was, to lock the card. The website was connectebt.com. And y'all, when I personally went on this website and went to create an account, y'all, it would not let me create an account. It would not let me log in. Like, that was my first time being on a website, so I should have been able to create an account. It was like they had went in and changed my information or something. Like, I was not able to get on this website. Y'all, comment down below and let your girl know, were y'all able to even create a account through Connect EBT? Because I couldn't do it, so I personally could not even lock my card like they was advising us to do. So y'all, let me tell y'all what I did this month when I got my EBT. They was not able to steal my EBT this month. So I deleted that other app. A lot of people were saying that they felt like this app right here was stealing the information. So y'all, I couldn't take no chances. I deleted this app. I no longer have this app. I took my stuff off of there. So I would advise y'all to do the same, because a lot of people that were saying that their EBT was getting stolen were saying that they had this app. So take that app off. Okay, and what I also had did was, y'all, I changed my PIN to a PIN that nobody would ever be able to guess. Because before, I had a generic PIN. It was like my son's birthday. So I was like, maybe that could be why a lot of people's food stamps were getting stolen, because they could have been looking at the birthdays and be like, let me try this for the password. So y'all, try to change your PIN to a PIN that nobody would be able to guess, like random numbers that you can keep remembering in your head or write it down in your phone. You know, just make sure you can lock it in somewhere. I did that. A lot of people were saying that they canceled their card and ordered new ones. I didn't do that. I just changed my password. And so what I would advise y'all to do is, after every transaction, every time you swipe that card, baby, change your PIN. Try to stay on top of that, because I think that might help. But y'all, also on that phone number that I was telling y'all about that they gave me to call, y'all, if your food stamps get stolen, they stolen now. They not replacing them. When you call that phone number, nobody is answering. It's nobody for you to talk to. Period. Like, I try every option you could have thought of. Because I'm just like everybody else. Like, baby, where my food stamps at? Y'all, you cannot contact nobody. So try to stay on top of your PIN. If you need to, cancel that card and order a new one. But yeah, if they get stolen, they not replacing them. And y'all, I don't even think they doing, y'all remember when your lights would go out when storms and stuff came and they would replace your food stamps? I don't even think they doing that. Y'all, comment down below and let your girl know, do y'all think they doing that or not? Because if so, I need to be calling them people, because my lights went out yesterday because of the storm. So y'all, let me know. But I don't think they even replacing them. I think when they said no replacement, it meant no replacement. But y'all, that's my advice. Y'all comment y'all tips down below. But yeah, that's what happened to me. They did not get your girl this month. And also, y'all, I forgot to tell y'all this, honey. When 12 o'clock hit and it turned to the 13th of this month, y'all, I was on the Walmart website and I had me a whole cart ready and I checked it out. I didn't use my full balance of what I had, what they gave me for the month, but I just about used the whole thing, because I was like, if anybody gonna steal my EBT, I can't steal my own EBT, but at least I can say that I got something off the car before somebody stole it from me. So that's something that y'all can try doing too, if y'all scared that they might get you. But I, like I said, I wouldn't advise that, because I know you like to spend it over time. Like, you don't want to just spend it all at one time, but it's way better than somebody coming in and swooping all your food stamps out of your car and you get nothing for the month. So that's an idea too, but
y'all, they didn't cut my motherfucking food stamps. I was getting $500 a month for food stamps, and then they go cut me down to $75 a month. How the fuck am I supposed to survive off $75 a month? What you want me to do? Get a job? Y'all really want me to work, don't y'all? Y'all really want me to wake up every morning and work for the man? Working ain't for everybody. Working, everybody don't want to get up and go to work. Ain't it the taxpayer's responsibility to take care of people like me? Ain't it y'all responsibility to take? Why y'all not doing y'all job, taxpayers? Why y'all not doing y'all jobs? They cutting everybody food stamps off, and y'all just sitting there acting like y'all ain't responsible for this shit. Y'all need to go to work and work more motherfucking hours. Go work more fucking hours. Go make more so they can tax you more so we can get this goddamn money. The fuck is wrong with y'all? They taking our food stamps. They taking our benefits. All because y'all want to work less hours. All because y'all don't want to go to work. All because y'all want to quit y'all jobs. All because y'all don't want a promotion. What the fuck? Do better.
Did y'all hear this bull crap about the new SNAP benefits rules? Now, 43 million Americans who receive SNAP benefits are now going to have to refile for SNAP benefits in the near future. And when I say the near future, I mean the very, very near future, very fast, maybe before 2026. Now, mind you, This is the end of November of 2025 almost, which means we got 1 month left. This is nothing but another way for the President of the United States to still accomplish his goals, guys. This is nothing but another way for them to stop SNAP benefits, food stamps, housing, Section 8, the daycare expenses. This is just another slick way of them doing it. They said, well, we can't find a way to just stop the SNAP benefits completely. So let's find a way to filter it all out legally in a slick fashion, guys. The government is so crooked, man. When have you guys ever heard them pulling a stunt like this where all recipients has to reapply for it? Now, they do have what they call a every 3 month or every 6 month recertification. Basically, what happens is you have to go get recertified every 3 to 6 months to see if your financial status has changed, if you're making more money, if you're making less money. But in most cases, it's all about taking the benefits from you and giving you less and less and less every time you go get recertified, guys. This is a case that this is a situation that the government is pulling in a slick fucking way just to still cut people completely off. You know what they always say, man? It's never about the process. It's about the results. We still got 3 years left with this guy in office, and he's going to continue to drain and suck the American people dry so the American people will be left with nothing, especially if you want one of these government-funded programs, man. The United States is becoming a big-ass joke, man. I'm not even gonna say the United States, but the United States government is becoming a big ass joke. This is all the president's plan to make him and his friends rich while making sure you and your loved ones are broke. Let me know what you guys think of this new scheme that they're pulling now as far as making everybody who's getting those benefits reapply for them. You know they're going to deny about 99.9% of those people who reapply. That's all a game, man. It's always been a game since the beginning of time. But let me know what you guys think.
So she said they turned her food stamps off and now she owed $35,000. Say what? So listen, she made a video about how to qualify for food stamps. And she said, girl, you better start lying to them people. She said that lady called her. She said, ma'am, what's your address? She was like, ma'am, I don't have no address. She's like, I've been homeless for 3, 4, 5 months. She say, my family won't let me stay with them, ma'am. I am starving. And then she says she's staying in a 3-bedroom apartment, living lovely. See, that's why y'all can't come on Beyonce's internet playing. Because to be honest, you never know who's watching you. You never know who will look at your video and not say nothing. You never know if somebody will send your video to somebody that know you personally. Like, y'all gotta be careful. And I was reading her comments. Somebody was like, was it worth it? She said no. And she went viral and she had like almost 500,000 views on it. And she probably made some money on it. But it wasn't worth losing her food stamps.
So I decided to come to Jewel's and I needed to get just like some chips and some ice cream or whatever. And I was like, let me just take my debit, my EBT card with me, and I'm just going to scan it, see if it's going to work or whatever. Y'all, why did the card work? It just worked. It just worked. So I normally get 300. They gave me about 200. I did see that people were saying that they were getting less. It was like a 35% cut or something like that. But people in my state were not seeing it. It was only people like in California and stuff like that. So, baby, I had to come back in here because I need some more stuff. I need some more stuff. Check your balance. By the way, I'm in Chicago.
So, not only are they stealing the stamps, but now they're stealing them even with the cards locked. If they want to get in your car, they're going to get in your car. If they want to spend your stamps, they're going to spend your stamps. So how can we protect our stamps? We can't. It's a government thing. We already know this. They're not going to replace them if they come up missing or somebody spend them in another state, which makes no sense because now your kids can't eat. So how fair is that to us? But they don't care. Food is crazy high. And that's why the violence and the crimes and stuff is going up, because people are going crazy. These stamps are here to feed these families, and they don't have any other income, so how can they feed their kids? But guess what? They out back because they're not replacing them.
A lot of y'all finna feel how we've been feeling all these years, because Trump's new bill came into effect on the 1st, and he cutting 2 million y'all off stamps. Now, mind y'all, when y'all started acting funny with us and didn't want to, you know, sell your yams, we let y'all live. We didn't say anything. When people started acting funny with me, I was like, okay, I chalked up to the chin. I just had to balance my money and redo my budget. I couldn't buy the things I wanted to buy. Now y'all finna feel how we feel. We don't want y'all get on here crying, asking for no CAs. Because we've been doing this for years. Y'all have fun at the grocery store. Because we're going to be looking at y'all when y'all be in the line. And y'all be asking us, do you got, no, we don't got a thing. Rethink your choices. Learn your lesson. The next time you need me, I ain't going to be there. Okay.
This video goes out to all the people that went out and voted for Donald Trump. Especially all you people receiving EBT, Medicaid, food stamps. Y'all voted for Donald Trump, and now, guess what? We got to go back to work. To qualify for EBT and food stamps, you have to be working 30 hours a week. I got 5 kids. I can't work 30 hours a week. Who's going to take care of my kids? Y'all done fucked around and found out, now fucked it up for everybody. You mean to tell me I got to go back to work and I got 5 kids? Who's going to take care of these 5 kids? I got $72 to last me on this EBT card. And then it's done, and I gotta find a job. So, thanks a lot, and fuck you to anybody that voted for Donald Trump. Shame on you. Now we gotta go back to work. What am I gonna do?
I'm on here real quick and just encourage everybody. I wanna remind those that are feeling down, that are worried about how they're going to eat, how their families are going to eat, what's going to happen in light of these food stamps being cut off. I want to let you know that God said if he can feed the birds in the sky, then understand me plainly, he got you. You let tomorrow deal with tomorrow. I promise you, if he can take 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread and feed 5,000, he can feed a nation without food stamps. It's already done. You just keep praying. You keep the faith. You keep your eyes on God. And I promise you, you will sustain. Because it's people like me. It's people like Keith Lee. It's people like Monster Mara. It is people on this app that are trying to make sure that the people in their communities are not going to go hungry.
I don't care what y'all talking about, and y'all can continue to call me every name in the book, but I'm going to keep on standing on the fact that if you can pay for extracurriculars, like things like club, going to the club every weekend, bottles every weekend, going on trips and doing all this extra shit, and you on food stamps, you're wrong. If you can pay for all these wants with your own money, you can also pay for your groceries with your own money. And I'm going to keep standing on this. And I don't even go just for black people, but that goes for everybody. But what I see most of the time is black people doing this shit. And yes, I'm black, so I'm going to call it out. So yeah, y'all can keep trying to tell me that I'm not black, and y'all can keep trying to call me conservative, whatever the fuck, because I know that stupid shit ain't true. If y'all going to be so mad at me for telling people to save the system for the people that actually need it, y'all are part of the problem. Stop expecting fucking handouts and do what the fuck you have to do.
Somebody stole $900 off my fucking food stamp card from Philadelphia at 1 in the fucking morning. How can they even do that? I only spent $200 off my car yesterday. I wake up in the morning to check my shit. $900 is gone off my fucking car. How? From different fucking stores in Philadelphia. Me and my kids don't got shit. I was just trying to buy some shit for yesterday. I bought like 3 meals and a couple shits, a couple things for my kids. And I was saving the rest on my car just to keep going back and forth to the store. So we won't run out of food like we usually do. If I buy everything in one walk. Now it made me feel like I should just bought everything while I was in the store. Because now all that shit gone. Now we ain't got shit. And I know they ain't gonna give them back. I know the food stuff obviously not gonna give them back. They just gonna give us a new fucking car. And this shit fucked up because I gotta wait way till next month. And we just got stuff just to us a whole month. We gotta wait. I'm about to lose my fucking mind. I'm about to lose my motherfucking mind. I'm about to lose my fucking senses.
Cutting food stamps the month of Thanksgiving. Y'all cannot tell me they did not plan that shit. Hear me out. This might be a wild take, but I truly feel like they're trying to see how far they can push us so we can give them a reaction so they can just start blasting us. Because let's be honest, we all riot, we all rampage, we all genuinely get together and fucking create some ruckus. They're gonna have no choice but to put their foot down and have to shoot some people and control the population. On my mama! It is all a fucking plan. I just want to know when we're all going to be like that ant movie and get together and just overthrow these bitches. Because I genuinely feel like people forget that it is our right to overthrow the government if we don't see it fit. And clearly our government has been shut down twice. Our government is not fit. So therefore, hear me out. It is our right to overthrow the government. Y'all need to get this racism shit out of your ass and get out of this division shit. And we need to start getting together. Because that's what the fuck they want, is for us to be divided so they can conquer. We literally learn about this.
Trump has put a freeze on food stamps. Yep, that's right. You heard it here first. Now, the joke is on y'all, because I ain't never had them to begin with. Why y'all wanted to come for me in the comments so bad. Y'all wanted that to be my story so bad. The joke's on y'all. They never wanted to give me any. They also didn't want to put me on housing either. So, clock that tea. But back to what I was saying. Yeah, first it was like, okay, y'all can't get Zoom Zooms and Wham Whams and soda with the EBT no more. But now, news just in, they done froze the thing all together. So while y'all was in the comments clapping it up that I lost my fake food stamps, don't worry, because everybody gonna lose them for real now. So I hope everybody is happy. And another thing I need to clock, I will never stop getting my hair, lashes, and nails done. And boo-boo, for y'all information, I'm a cosmetologist, so I do everything to myself except my nails. My homegirl did that. But other than that, don't come up here try to clock my tea, because my tea can't be clocked. Bookie.
So I get $3,000 in food stamps. Obviously it's 8 of us, so you do the math. That's why I get $3,000. I have no income, so obviously I'm going to get the full benefit amount. Does that make you mad too? Does it make you mad that the government is helping me feed my children? Does that make you want to punch me in my face? Does that make you angry? Does that make you shiver in your boots? Yeah. Be mad. Stay mad. How's I'm gonna feed my kids? I don't have a job. Even though I'm going to an interview today. God, like I said, I took your advice. So it is what it is.